Few people were ready for what 2020 had in store: a pandemic, protests, economic distress, and in much of Oregon, wildfires. KLCC's Aubrey Bulkley reports about the toll such crises can take on our mental health.
Whether personally affected by the wildfires or simply experiencing smoke in the air for days, Roger Brubaker with Lane County Public Health says this disaster has to be viewed within the larger context of the pandemic.
I think a lot of people are dealing with this right now, this loss of a certainty about the future, this anticipation that goes beyond just losses that they're experiencing on a daily basis, but this anxiety about future loss, and that anxiety is going to really start wearing on people.
This anxiety coupled with the wildfires can compound the trauma and intensify the effects. With people's coping skills already taxed, they may find themselves less ready to handle the additional stress. Beyond individual trauma, mass tragedies can have a community-wide impact.
And when we start disturbing the way that we relate to one another, we really do something consequential. We need one another to survive. And when the ways that we relate to one another start coming into question, and some of that trust and expectations are undermined, then that sense of hope and belief in one another is also undermined.
Communities, just like individuals, are resilient. According to Brubaker, communicating with others releases the psychological pressure of trauma. He also suggests a daily self-care routine, which could include weightlifting, walking the dog, or breathing exercises. On the community level, Brubaker noted the vast donations and volunteerism in response to the wildfires as a sign of community resiliency.
Even though we are living in a time right now where people are stressed to their absolute limits in ways that they've never experienced before, they still recognize the value of being compassionate and serving their fellow community members. That tells me that despite these traumas, we are still resilient as a community. And that really gives me a lot of hope.
Aubrey Bulkley, KLCC News.